Here we go.
What's up, y'all? How's it going, Wisconsin and beyond? My name is Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day, and hump days mean that at 2:30, I'm going to be joined for Sounds Like Change, a very special guest today. It is my weekly segment with Emily's List. Today, we've got Christina Reynolds, the Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. This could not be more timely, of course, because Donald Trump had, some sort of a woman's event today that broadcast. It was pre-recorded, but broadcast on Fox. And I think about 11 a.m. today. It was weird. Are you surprised? But it was weird. So we'll talk about that with Christina. Really excited to have that discussion, as well as our very special guest for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money today at 3 o'clock. We've got Jeff Clemens. He is the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan, which means multi-partisan organization, working to pass a constitutional amendment to take big money out of politics. Can we think of anything that may help our political system more than that? I mean, we can talk about ranked choice voting. We can talk about getting rid of the unfair electoral college, lots of things. But I think that from a reform perspective, universally, every single regular person knows that money in politics is bad. And we've got to figure out how to do something about that. So we're going to talk with Jeff about that today. I am really excited for that conversation. And folks, we are now 2 days out from the only Senate debate that will be had in this state between Tammy Baldwin and Eric the Carpetbagger, 100 millionaire, plus banker from California who likes to act like he's actually a Wisconsinite. That debate is going to be hosted by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation, which is fabulous. And Civic Media is going to have you covered. We're going to have pre-debate coverage. We'll broadcast the debate. That's this Friday, October 18th. You're not going to want to miss that. Also, just got word, if you listen frequently, you know that on Thursdays at 3:30, I'm usually joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, who's the candidate for Congress out of the 8th Congressional District. I think she's going to be able to join us tomorrow. And if she can, you are not going to want to miss it, because she will likely have just gotten off the stage with Vice President Harris, which would be such a treat. Yes, Dr. Kristen Lierley appearing in Green Bay tomorrow with Vice President Harris. That is truly a treat. I'm so excited for Dr. Lierley, but also for the Green Bay community, that whole corridor of Wisconsin. I think it's great that the vice president and Governor Walz have spent so much time campaigning in Wisconsin, but especially in the more rural areas, not just in the Milwaukee and Madison Democratic strongholds. That is really essential, and I think it's the key to winning on November 5th. So Keep your eyes peeled. There may be some posts on social media ahead of that. If we can ensure that Dr. Lierley is going to be able to join us after appearing with the vice president. Again, you can find me and frankly, all of my stream of consciousness thinking on X. Sometimes I really do light my hair on fire and let it fly. If you go to X, you can find me at Maggie Dawn Show. I'm also on the Insta and Facebook. And every day you can watch me and our great team. Today we got Aaron with us running the board and taking your calls. You can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel and see all of my crazy facial expressions when we're listening to sound cuts together. This is why I do not play poker, folks. I'm just no good at it. But before we dive in, and I've got a couple of things planned for us today and also planned for my special guest host tomorrow with Tom Paulswitz. I'm going to focus probably a lot tomorrow on the Chicago Economic Forum meeting that Donald Trump attended yesterday. I spent, I'd say close to two and a half hours today listening and re-listening to that hour-long interview because there's so much incredible crud in there. There were about 19 major lies that I could detect. We'll talk about those tomorrow with Tom Paulswitz. We'll take some of that sound if we've got time today. But there's it's not just the lie itself. We know he lies. But as I've been suggesting to people, you really have to judge, like, how big of a lie is it, right? Like, how acutely wrong is the lie? Is the lie knowing? Like, is the information that proves that it's a lie readily available? Has it been discussed a lot? Is it a repetitive lie that they've been fact-checked repeatedly on? That's what I mean by acuteness. And then secondly, what is the impact of the lie? And when you start to look at what Donald Trump says, from not just is it false, which, again, candidates on both sides get fact check. But the fact check is the first step. Excuse me. The second and third steps are, if not as important, maybe even more important, because it is, again, the acuteness of the lie and the impact of the lie. And when you start to actually dig into Donald Trump's lies, and the Economic Forum interview is a prime example of this, you see that the acuteness and the impact of his lies outstrip any arguable falsehood by literally any Democrat running for office coast to coast right now. I mean, I'll challenge you on those metrics. Not only do you have to prove it's false to me, we got to look at what is the quality of the falsehood and what is its impact. Donald Trump is the purveyor of the most acutely, knowingly wrong, most impactful lies, frankly, in modern political history. And I want to focus in tomorrow with Tom Paulswitz on the economics of it. We're also going to be joined tomorrow by a very special guest from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin while Tom is co-hosting with me. We're going to talk about the youth vote. So all of that coming up tomorrow. But today, let's just jump in here. As a place setter for the discussion that we're going to have with Tom tomorrow, I wanted to make some observations about the fact that when you look at the well-being, health, and wealth of states, and you compare them, there is absolutely no debating the fact that red states, I mean states that are historically deep red, always controlled by Republican governors and Republican legislatures, it is always the case, almost universally, that states controlled by Republicans are less healthy and poorer than states that are purple or democratically controlled. And by this, I mean a Democrat as governor. And it's almost on every single conceivable metric. I want to tip my hat to Tom Hartman here. I do get his daily newsletter, and he did a piece about this. And I think to set the table for what we're going to, the deeper dive that we're going to do on Trump's comments before the Economic Forum yesterday in Chicago with Tom Paulswitz tomorrow on the show, I wanted to dig into some of these statistics. Because, listen, doesn't this say something about the viability of extreme conservative policies? In other words, do they actually produce the outcomes that conservative candidates and now the new Christian Nationalist Party keep telling folks that they're going to produce, which is middle-class families doing better, people being healthier and wealthier? Well, if that's true, then wouldn't a petri dish for that argument be to look at red and blue states and compare their health and wealth and see who fares better in general, right? And it is these generalities that I think matter. Of course, there will always be exception to the generalities, but when we analyze it, again, on almost every metric, we're going to talk about spousal abuse, smoking, teen pregnancy, homelessness, child poverty, the number of people on welfare, the number of parasitic infections. We're going to go through that. Would it surprise you to find out, again, that the red states struggle? So I want to go through that with you this half hour and talk a bit about that. I also have some sounds that I would like to share with you. Of course, yesterday we talked about Trump's shocking fascist comments about the enemy from within and that he's going to dispatch the National Guard and the military to take care of the crazy radical left, including Adam Schiff. Well, guess what? Today in his women's town hall, he effectively doubled down on those statements. We'll listen to that. We'll compare them. I also have some fun sound for you all from Colin Allred's debate against Ted Cruz yesterday in Texas. It is a mic drop of mic drops. We're going to get to all of that this first half hour before, again, we bring on Christina Reynolds from Emily's List. So let's just start with the very brass tacks when we compare red and blue states. Blue states account for about 71% of America's gross domestic product. Just 71%. 7-1. That's first thing. The median family income in blue states is nearly $75,000, while in red states, it's $63,000. We'll continue to dig in, but I'll leave you with this last fact. And then I want to hear from you all, too, when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Residents in blue states, yeah, we live 2.2 years longer than our fellow citizens, neighbors, and friends that live in red states. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.